From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and Gulf state leaders remain united in efforts to destroy the Islamic State group and stabilize a conflict-ridden Middle East region. In Riyadh, President Obama reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to deter and confront aggressions against Gulf Cooperation Council members and allies in the region.
We remain united in our fight to destroy ISIL, or Daesh, which is a threat to all of us. And the United States will help our GCC partners ensure that their special operations forces are interoperable, and GCC nations will continue to increase their contributions to the fight against ISIL and the coalition that we've formed. We'll continue to support Iraq as it liberates and stabilizes towns and cities from ISIL control, and will remain leading donors of humanitarian aid to the peoples of Syria and Iraq who have suffered so much.
Following Thursday's summit, President Obama is departing for London. He is to address a range of issues with British Prime Minister David Cameron that includes countering terrorism, the refugee crisis in Europe, and the global economy. Mitsubishi Motors Corporation Thursday says its research facilities have been raided by Japan's Transport Ministry. It's investigating the automaker after it admitted it manipulated fuel economy data. Meanwhile, Volkswagen looks like it struck a deal with U.S. authorities to compensate car owners in its massive engine rigging scandal. That's according to a newspaper report in Germany. The VW would fit the bill to refit each engine. That's some 600,000 vehicles in the United States are involved. This is VOA News.